Well, Rory, looking ahead to the big game tomorrow, and obviously a lot of expectations on your former teammates. But first of all, before we look ahead to that, any championship withdrawal fever or feeling this week?
I suppose it's been tough, Tom. You know, you're still getting asked the questions leading up to the championship. How do you think things will go? And you know, even though I'm outside the loop now, I'm still watching in, and I'm still keeping contact with a few of the lads, and you know, they were down in Lough Erne there over the last few days, and they're preparing well. So no, listen, it's going to be hard watching on for the first season anyway.
No desire to come back at this stage?
No, I think that boat sailed now at this stage. So no, listen, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a tough game for the lads. They're backed heavily, you know. They're big time favourites for the game, which sometimes Donegal haven't suited that tag too well, but I think there's that much experience behind this team now that they've garnished over the last 4 years. You know, they look to have a real settled look, even though a few new faces have come into the team. But hopefully that experience will stand them in good stead come Sunday.
Yeah, it's uncanny really to think of it that Donegal are such raging hot favourites going in against Tyrone, given, I suppose, their record over the last decade or so. But then again, Donegal have the track record over them in recent meetings as well.
Yeah, well, the last 4 years, you know, if you go back, I suppose, 2011, we were really outplayed, Tom, in that first 20 minutes, you know, against Tyrone. We could have been dead and buried after the first half. Luckily, we just hung in there. I think we went down 2 points down and managed just somehow to claw ourselves back into the game. But they've been close, you know, again in 2012, there was a couple of points in it, and in 2013 was probably our most emphatic victory over them when we won by 2 goals. But, you know, I just think on Sunday it's going to be close. You know, Tyrone are going to get everybody behind the ball, Tom. They're going to make life difficult. You know, they're going to look to slow the play down and, you know, just make life really, really difficult for Donegal and stay in the game for as long as they possibly can. So we need to be wary of them. You know, they produced some good performances in the league, even though they were relegated. You know, and going back to the performance against Kerry and Oma, you know, when it was put up to them, they showed a bit of character. So they're a proud footballing county, Tom, and, you know, we just need to be careful that we don't take this one for granted.
And what is that like? Because I know there was many days you went in as the underdog, but there was days too in the recent years where you went in a heavily fancied as well. How do you prepare for that? How do you block out the supporter down the street clapping you on the back and telling you you're going to win and all that type of stuff?
I suppose you just have to really focus on your own game. And you know, when you're in that bubble of county setup, you just try to remain in each other's company for as long as you possibly can. And I know it's hard because family members and all the rest, and at some level it does seep through when they're, you know, saying that you'll get over this one. So I think the players just need to be mentally very strong and going through the game plan and knowing what their jobs are inside out. And, you know, hopefully if they do that, then the result takes care of itself. But you know, they just need to be careful that every one of them gets up to the performance required.
And of course, obviously, the more experienced you are, the more you can block it out themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where the likes of, you know, Michael Murphy, Big Neil McGee, Lacey's, you know, Frank McGlynn's, these fellas will come into their own this week. They're going to be hammering home in the dressing room and on the training pitch exactly what's required, especially for the younger fellas coming in, the likes of Marty O'Reilly and Hugh McFadden and you know, to a lesser extent, the likes of Oran McNeilis and these boys. They're going to be telling them what the job's all about. You know, they're going to be knowing what's going to be expected against Tyrone, that they're going to be quarter given. So they just need to be careful, Tom, this week.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, obviously, looking at the Tyrone selection, it suggests that it's going to be very defensive. What do you make of the Donegal selection, only released yesterday evening?
Surprising enough, you know, there's a few names in there that possibly you wouldn't have picked out beforehand. Marty coming in as half forward, you know, and Christie in the other wing. Possibly we can see a couple of positional changes maybe earlier on, you know. I know Rory and I know Jim, whom, you know, he was involved, like to do that because if you're at their own Villa and you expect to see maybe some player coming up in your position and you're being billed to mark him, and all of a sudden come game day at the different face in front of you, it can throw you a wee bit. So I would expect Donegal to have a few positional changes. I see Hugh McFadden's named in the corner there as well. So, you know, there's great versatility about them Donegal players. You know, Oran McNeillis can play in the middle of the field. Christie can play in the middle of the field. Marty can operate in the inside forward line. Hugh McFadden can operate out around midfield. So, you know, I'd expect to see changes on the day, just to throw Tyrone a wee bit and try and catch them off guard. You know, it could work for a score or two.
And it's obviously, I was reading in the press during the week from comments from a number of Tyrone players where obviously our ex-players they feel if you hold Michael Murphy that you go a long way in holding and restricting Donegal.
Well, he's such a scoring threat, you know, the power of the man, you know, and he's just one of these men who can win a game single-handedly. So no doubt Tyrone will have Michael Murphy targeted, you can be sure about that. They'll be looking to get double ups on him, you know. They'll have seen that Michael has come in for some rough treatment during the league campaign, Tom. And I'm sure they'll have that targeted, and I'm sure Michael Murphy will just need to be very, very careful come Sunday, you know, especially in the tackle. He'll need to show a level of control going into the tackle, you know, because certain players have been using that and to their advantage going down, knowing that Michael Murphy's such a powerful man and going down. And Michael's been picking up bookings during the league. And, you know, I'm sure Rory will have talked to him and say, listen, we need you on the field for the full 70 minutes. And because he's just such an inspirational character for that team. So as well as Murphy, you have other players that have emerged from the league. And I think Paddy McBurtie's really come on big time this year and showing great maturity and responsibility and, you know, taking up the can from Michael and Colm, you know. So he's a one to look out for as well as Oran. Oran's shown in the past what he can do, and he's had snippets of some great play during the league. So those three for Donegal, you know, will look to carry most of the scoring threat.
Yeah, and looking at the Tyrone selection, where do you see the threat coming from in the forward line?
Well, like they've named Tiernan McCann half forward, Barry Tinney half forward, you know, and both of them played a lot of football at half back, Tom. So, you know, is that giving us an indication of what way they're going to set up, you know? Obviously, Sean Kavanagh is named in the full forward line, and Matty Donnelly is named at centre forward. Those two are like, you know, almost the spiritual leaders of this Tyrone team now. They've assumed that mantle. So if Kavanagh goes into the full forward line, you could be looking at like Eamon McGee picking him up, which where he does has in the past, and Eamon's done quite well in him. So if you see him follow him on out the field, Kavanagh might do that. He might go out towards the middle of the park, and you could very well see Eamon following him out the field. So like Kavanagh, if he's kept quiet, Donnelly, if he's kept quiet, curbs a big, big part of their game plan. You know, you have McCurry and McCallisky. McCurry's actually done most of their scoring in the league. I think McCurry's been their top scorer. So, you know, you could be looking at Paddy McGrath picking him up and then McCallisky, maybe Anil McGee come and see him. So, you know, Donegal seem to have the matchups for those players, but you just never know in the day, you know. I think Tyrone are just going to play very counter-attacking football and try and hit Donegal in the break. So it's just going to be who can break the gain line first. And I think the one concern that I have about Donegal is the fact that they found it a wee bit difficult to break that line down when teams have mirrored them. So
yeah, take the Ulster final of a couple of years ago, take Down of a couple of years ago as well, I know, but
this is it. So, you know, they just need to remain patient. They need to remain calm. They have the powerful runners that, you know, can break that gain line and get free kicks even. And Michael Murphy, as we know, and Paddy are deadly from the set piece.
So you're not expecting a high-scoring spectacle, are you?
I don't see it. I just don't see it with the way teams are setting up now against Donegal, you know. I just see that just being a bit of a war of attrition, you know, and really and truly, you know, kickouts become very important. You know, if we can get primary ball off our own kickout, then there's an opportunity to get the ball into the likes of Michael Murphy or Paddy McBurtie when the other team isn't set up. So, you know, kickouts, you know, set pieces become very, very, very important in games like this here, because managers don't want to get caught. They don't want to get caught. They want to get caught short at the back, and they have their defenders there en masse, you know, when teams are trying to run the ball. So where the goals are going to come from, you're probably looking at sort of set pieces, kickouts, you know, coming directly off that, you know.
Yeah, and in terms of Michael Murphy, I know we've seen him move out the field and rove and go back, help out in defence at times. Is tomorrow's game one of those games maybe where he should spend most of his time up in the full forward line?
Well, I'd certainly have him in there off our own kickout, you know. He's just such a threat. You know, and watching him sometimes with Glenn Swilly, and Glenn Swilly are putting ball in, and it's not even maybe the best of ball, but he's making something out of it, Tom. You know, he's just such a big, powerful man that a break comes off him. You go back to our game against Dublin last year in the semi-final. You know, I had a long, hopeful ball in, but Murphy, I think, just making a nuisance out of himself in front of Cluxton, the ball broke to Ryan McHugh, and next thing it's in the back of the net. So it's just such a weapon to have. Obviously, you can't do it all the time because more often than not, it's going to break to a Tyrone man. But, you know, certainly 2, 3, 4 times a half just to let that ball go, it's such a weapon to have him in there. And players like Paddy McBurtie and wee Marty Riley or somebody coming around, sweeping around the break, it does cause a bit of consternation.
So I know what your heart says. What does your head say? I know what you're leaning towards as well, but...
Listen, I think, it, as I said, there's not going to be much in it. Going to back through the years, there have always been battles against Tyrone. I know they'll be coming. You know, Mickey Hart certainly won't want to lose another one against Donegal, and he's going to set up his team to make life very, very difficult for them. But I just see more power. I see more aces in the Donegal team. And if everyone plays to the level, hopefully... I see maybe a 3, possibly 4 point victory.